This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Hey, this is Adel Rafai.
This is JPC.
And this is Aaron Keith.
And this is Hey Riddle Riddle. No shit, all Sherlock.
I know, I like that. No shit, all Sherlock. It doesn't mean anything.
How many weeks have you been thinking about that?
I've been sitting on that for 10 days. Oh. I thought to myself...
A fortnight.
I know those, you know, I was like all those young kids out there. I was dabbing. I was fortnighting. I was Gucci Gang. You know what the kids are into?
Yeah.
Dorito flavors, extreme habanero ghost pepper.
You're rapidly aging yourself.
You're the oldest person I've ever met, and I mean that.
Whoa, hold on. Is this an old kid?
It's me, Old Man Puzzles, the kid. Gucci Gang.
Old Man Puzzles, you're hip.
What do we think? No shit, all Sherlock?
Oh, yeah.
Because I made shirts already.
Merch first.
That you're wearing one, which makes this conversation harder, I'd say. That's my first note. Mm-hmm. No, I love that catchphrase. That'll stick around for at least a week.
Oh, thank God. We'll call it back next. No shit, all Sherlock.
I'm not going to remember
that. Can you say it?
No shit, no Sherlock.
No diggity, no doubt.
No diggity.
Damn it, that's even better. As you know, this is the podcast where we solve puzzles and riddies.
Puzzles and riddies.
Puggles and unis.
Here's my favorite Adams family member. Puzzly Adams. Puzzly Adams was my favorite because he was a real mystery.
I think it's all in good fun, but we are here to do puzzles and riddies. And let's keep that forefront of mind.
Fortnight in mind. Let's start up with a warm-up round. Mm-hmm. Get those brains juiced.
Hi-ya-ya-yo. Let's do this.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I'm awake.
Here we go. Remember, these should be real easy.
Yeah, these are for kids, correct?
And if you don't get them, you dumb.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
So if we don't get these, we dumb.
You dumb.
And as always with these warm-up riddles, there's a winner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
It's like Whose Line Is It Anyway, where we keep points.
That's what you took out of that show?
Here's what I took away from that show. There's a point system, and also Ryan Stiles putting his arms between Colin Mochrie's arms. So funny,
because yeah. One of them's bald.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't expect That's him to why. Have such long arms.
You can't cook in the kitchen when somebody else's arms is doing all the work. You're going to be covered in powder.
Oh, I like how that in those scenes, his hands always got horribly burned, just touching hot things yeah. He couldn't see. It was a very different show in the later years.
It'd be funny if one time it was just like the perfect quiche. Not funny at all, but just like made this really beautiful.
That's really just impressive, honestly. Yeah.
I loved that show as a kid, but then it broke my heart when somebody told me they record like 10 hours of episodes and then edit it down to half an hour. That broke my goddamn heart.
Why?
Do you think it'll break people's hearts to know that this podcast, which comes out as, 30 to 40 minutes, and we record 4.5 hours to get...
I have everyone give 1,000 answers. I ask for 1,000 answers, no less. And I cut it down to the funniest three.
We've been here since 6 a.m. just doing puzzies and riddies.
And so, just so you know, these are the funniest three.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. I shouldn't have said that.
All right. Here's our first warm-up.
Okay.
I am tall when young and short when I'm old. What am I?
Tall when young, short when old.
I am tall and young.
A flower that's falling over.
A flower that's falling over.
I didn't mean that.
A tree. No? Wrong.
I am tall when young and short when I'm old.
Oh, this is like
a person?
A person whose last name is Young. And then...
They get married?
They get married to an old person.
Hello, I'm Kyle Old.
And I'm 13 years old.
Oh, no.
Tall when young, short when old. Mm-hmm. That's all we have? Tall when young, short when old. Oh, a tail. A tall tail.
The answer is a candle.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I'm dumb.
Yeah, we dumb.
I don't know that this is a riddle, but we'll say it. I stink while living, but smell good when dead. What am I?
A person.
Yeah, that one was easy. It's a person. No, a dog.
I stink while living, but smell good when dead. What am I?
Potpourri.
What? I don't know. Like, is this
a flower that's falling?
Is it like a pig?
It is a pig.
It's something you cook.
It's a pig.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
I'm a vegetarian, and I would take offense to any of that.
Bully for you.
No. Yay, a bully.
a bully for you.
I'm getting flashbacks to middle school. Someone's like, you're gay. And I'm like, yay, for me? A bully.
You shouldn't have. No, Principal Anders said you shouldn't have.
For me?
For me?
Oh, man. By the way, as a former bully, that's the best way to be bullied is to lean in as much as possible. Because a bully will only smell your insecurities. Mm-hmm. And if you pretend to be secure about something like that, oh boy, bully don't know what to do.
Yep. And when you say for me, you have to say it like that old bubble tape commercial. Where it's like, it's 6 feet of bubble tape. For you? Not them.
Wait. Aren't you young like Fortnite and Dabs?
I saw it on YouTube Red, baby. I got a subscription to YouTube Red.
Young people don't have that.
And I watched that brand new show, Cobra Kai, with all those characters that never existed before. Hip new characters.
They play that in movie theaters. They play the preview for that. Oh, boy. Okay.
Continue. Here we go. Last warm-up round. Gotcha. You feeling warm?
We're still doing the riddle show?
So
we're still doing the riddle show.
Perfect.
If you lose me, you may cause people around me to lose me, too. They worded this wrong.
Hold on, say that again.
Can you word it right?
I'm going to change one of the words because I think they wrote this wrong. If you lose me, you may cause people around you to lose me too. What I?
Track of time. Time, it's time. It's always time.
You know when you're in a Starbucks and you don't know what time it is and suddenly everyone around you starts to panic? And you're like, what?
When you loose a yawn, everyone around you also yawns is my answer to that.
It's not yawn, but that's not a bad answer.
Thank you.
Sleep.
When you lose me, everyone around you, your marbles.
If you lose me, you may cause people around you to lose me too.
You're freaking marbles.
It's freaking marbles.
Is it freaking marbles?
Yeah.
It's not a thing. It's like a feeling or a thought or something that's intangible.
Ooh, what about
warm.
What about your temper?
It is temper.
Oh, it's temper is the answer?
I'm going to give that to Aaron.
I said you're marbles.
Well,
okay.
Bully for you.
A bully for me?
A bully for me?
That was a good one. I liked that one.
Did you just recently learn that phrase?
I don't know. Does it sound like I did?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Sounds like you have like a phrase of the day calendar.
Maybe I have one of those. The tear-off calendar.
We're going to do some regular puzzles and riddies.
Okay.
Puzzies and riddies. But before we do, I wanted to do a puzzy for Aaron specifically. Since you won the warm-up round.
Just so we know, if no one like ever listened to the first episode of this podcast, they only came in like episode 3, 4, and they were just like, what are puzzies and riddies?
Yeah.
Because we never say.
Puzzles and riddles.
We never say puzzles and we never say riddles.
And I famously hate both.
Yes.
Let's do this.
But you do like puzzies and riddies, correct?
Yeah, well, I'm learning.
I would love if someone listened to this. This is their first episode. This is their introduction. And they listen and they're like, they keep talking about puzzies and riddies. But all they do is answer puzzles and riddles. What the fuck is this show?
I'm lost.
I can't wait to read some of these iTunes reviews.
Residuals.
iTunes residuals.
Yeah.
We get those, right?
For every here's the dirty secret. I've been in the podcasting business for what seems like 40 years. Here's the dirty
but
little
you're young.
Here's the dirty little secret nobody wants you to know. Every time somebody leaves a review for you for your podcast on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, you get $50.
What? You do?
Yeah.
Everyone who's involved in the podcast gets $50?
Per star.
Oh, shit. Smash that like, smash that comment box, smash that fave. Go ahead and head to iTunes, smash that, leave a review.
I've taken issue with how this is working. So I've won. So in theory, I don't have to continue. But I get another question.
Yeah, but it's for you specifically, and you'll know in just a moment here. Ready?
Fine, yes.
A child is born in Boston, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Do you understand why it's for you?
Yes, because I know how to spell that state.
Were you born in Boston?
I was.
Okay. A child is born in Boston, Massachusetts, to parents who were both born in Boston, Massachusetts.
Same as me.
This child is not an American citizen. How is possible?
Dude, I know this.
Massachusetts is how you spell the state.
No way. You missed a few E's.
Okay, M-A-S-S-E-E-E-E-E.
I'm from Boston,
Massachusetts. Were they on a ship? International waters? Okay.
A child is born in Boston to parents who were born in Boston. This child is not an American citizen.
Oh, Boston,
citizen.
England.
Boston, but I specifically said Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, you said Boston, Massachusetts both times.
Yeah.
Not an American citizen.
I like the international water angle that you're going.
So you know the answer to this?
I do know the answer to this, yes.
But
I'm sorry, but the international water thing is not the answer. I just wanted to tell you that I like that angle.
JPC, no shit. All sure. Sherlock.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Okay, so if I'm from Boston, I've been born in Boston, and my mother and my father, they're both from Boston. One's from South Boston, one's from Quincy. And if I'm born there and I'm not a citizen, then how the hell am I supposed to vote for Ted Kennedy? How am I to vote for Ted Kennedy?
Can I give Aaron a hint?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
you have to do it in a Boston accent.
That's my hint. So correct me if I'm wrong. But the people in question in this scenario probably wouldn't be speaking in a Boston accent.
That is correct.
I would say it's most likely not, at least not that Boston accent.
Aaron, you would know. What year did the Boston accent start?
The Boston accent started in 18.
When the freaking Red Sox.
When they went in 2004, when the Red Sox clinched the World Series.
Manny.
Noma.
You Southie.
Noma, Gaspizia, para. Okay. I'm confused. I don't know. So they're not from?
No, they were born in Boston and the parents were born in Boston. But they don't
the child
have,
is not an American citizen.
But they're not an American citizen and they wouldn't have Boston accents.
How'd that be?
They're on an airplane.
Well, the answer is they're on an airplane.
They were born in a cabin in Boston.
Yeah, what?
They're
okay,
the
what
band,
is it?
It's the band Boston. More than a feeling, more than a feeling.
JPC, you know the answer?
I think I do. These are English citizens, and the year is 1774.
Oh, my butt.
The answer is the child was born before 1776, the year of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, because that's what's interesting.
And is therefore a British subject.
Oh, mm-hmm. You know what's so interesting about that is that Boston existed before America existed. And that's what's interesting about that. Go Noma. You can all go to hell.
You can go to hell.
Oh, my God.
I can't do a Boston accent. I wish
do you
want
to hear? This is how you lock in. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
You say... I'll say it without a Boston accent first, and then I'll say it with one. The law was very formal in that regard.
Okay.
But you say it with a Boston accent, it's the law was very formal in that regard.
The law was very formal in that regard.
The law was very formal in that regard. Or you can imitate my mom and say, get the hell out of my Honda Accord.
Get the hell out of my Honda Accord.
Or
it sounded like,
smoking
it sounded
my
like
pot
you said,
again.
Get the hell out of my haunted Accord.
Get the hell out of my haunted Accord. No, I can't. That's not
good. How does a Bostonian say haunted?
Haunted. Oh, my God. Is this place haunted? Marie, don't make me go in if it's haunted.
A friend told me that you know if somebody's truly from Boston by how they say S-C-A-L-L-O-P-S.
Wait, say that again?
How they say the word S-C-A-L-L-O-P-S.
Scallops.
Scallops.
Scallops. That if anybody says they're from Boston and says scallops.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're not
odd.
Scallops.
Broad.
My favorite actress is Scallops Johansson.
She's a fish.
She's a fish.
She's a fish.
I love the end of the Avengers.
Glad she's hot. Not for nothing. She's hot.
Not for nothing. Oh, handed the Bible. She's hot.
She's hot. All right. That was a huge waste of time. I'm so
and
sorry.
And she's single because she's a Black Widow.
Oh.
All right. Here we go.
Yes.
This
is an all play. This is an all play. A father was speaking to his teenage daughter. You arrived very late at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you kept me and your mother up waiting anxiously for you. I do not want that to ever happen again. But father, the girl replied, I will never be able to do that again. What did she mean?
Okay. He's a robot.
He has a weird ass voice.
Is he from space?
You know when your dad talks like that?
You have arrived too late in the evening.
If my dad said that to me, I would be like, this must be the Truman Show. This has to be staged. You've been body snatched. Like something is wrong. He's a brain aneurysm.
Excuse me, birthed child. You have arrived to my domicile at the incorrect hour.
You know how when your father or mother calls you their human child?
you know,
they specify.
Yeah.
Can you read again what he said?
Yes, please.
A father was speaking to his teenage daughter. You have arrived very late at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you kept me and your mother up waiting anxiously for you. I do not want that to ever happen again. But father, the girl replied, I will never be able to do that again. What did she mean?
Okay. It's 3 a.m.
First of all, she's got a bad attitude.
Yeah.
And I don't think she should get to go to that sleepover this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sherry Franson's going to be pissed.
She was late at 3 a.m.? Is there like a weird way that that's phrased?
You arrived very late at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you kept me and your mother up waiting anxiously for you.
You arrived very late at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Here's what it is. It's like a room situation.
Oh, God.
They're in a panic room. The doors are sealed. They're going to die in there. So she'll never be able to come home late again.
So you don't mean Room. I thought you meant the movie Room.
Yeah, with Brie Larson.
Okay.
About the
I
panic room?
Jodie Foster and...
Yeah, Jodie Foster and Brie Larson in the panic room.
Yeah, you misunderstood what was going on in that movie. I have to tell you right now, you deeply misunderstood what was going on in that movie.
But what of you?
Can I just say that I saw the movie Room? This is not a spoiler for the movie Room because you find out very quickly what is going on. But I saw it like sight unseen. I hadn't seen a trailer, didn't know what it was about. And for the first like 10 minutes, I was like, oh, it's like a sci-fi thing where like the world has ended. And then like the guy came in and I was like, I'm seeing a different movie. I am seeing a different movie.
Although that sounds pretty cool.
Anywho. Oh,
that's
boy.
Really funny.
So
I want to do a podcast where it's just the three of us go to whatever movie's playing with no previous knowledge, but we come in like an hour into it. And we bring a little microphone with us in our popcorn, and it's just like, what's going on? What do we think's going on?
I don't remember what movie this was, but my brothers and I saw a movie with like my dad when we were kids, and we came in a little bit late, but we thought the movie had like just started, and we watched the whole movie and we loved it. And then we went back and like watched it later when it came out, and there was like a 6-minute scene that we had missed. That was like the, you know, whatever. It feels like maybe it was like a James Bond movie, but it like showed you the villain and it kind of spoiled the whole movie. But without that 6 minutes, it was like a wonderful surprise when things were happening because it wasn't all like telegraphed from that first scene.
You're describing Space Jam.
We saw Space Jam, and the villain in that movie was all the cartoons, correct?
All right, what do we think?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I feel like this time thing has to happen. It's like a daylight savings
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
possibly
time like a weird thing, one.
Or maybe like she's going off to college, so she's not going to be coming back to their mm-hmm. house. Like she's an adult now.
Maybe.
Oh, it says teenage daughter. Yeah, well, I mean, that's
yeah,
18, 19.
Daughter, yeah.
Maybe the mom and dad are getting a divorce.
Oh, and she knows.
And that's how he tells her?
That's why she's acting out.
Moment, yeah.
She's acting out because she knows that she can't get
do
fucking
you think
trouble.
She, what do you think she was out doing? Up to no good, I assume.
Well, the context makes it seem like it was a boys and girls party.
Yeah.
Human boys and human girls.
human boys.
Commingling their testicles.
Could you give us a hint? Is this one of those...
Oh, is there hints in this one?
There are no hints.
Could you give us a hint?
I don't know the answer.
Oh.
Oh, then why haven't you been...
I have been participating.
Oh,
that's
I
why
you
I said she was... You just tuned me out, I guess.
Who is that? Old man Puddles over there.
Old man Puddles splashing
puddles.
About.
Splashy, splashy, splashy.
Okay. It feels like this one is staring us right in the face.
Well, how about you read what he said one more time?
Yeah.
You have arrived very late at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you kept me and your mother up waiting anxiously for you. I did not want that to ever happen again. But father, the girl replied, I will never be able to do that again. What did she mean?
God, I don't know.
So it doesn't say like she came home late that night. The father was speaking to his teenage daughter. You arrived very late. It doesn't say like, I don't know.
Oh, is she a ghost?
She's a ghost.
He's speaking to her in church.
She's dead. This is a sad story. This is like that story where the woman had a bad back and couldn't reach around to
that was the that upset zip me up her for dress. 10 days. Mm-hmm.
And when her husband died, she had to buy front zipping dresses.
Oh my God. Because of rheumatoid arthritis.
that was like the most messed up thing because I kept saying she had murdered him.
Is the mother the key to this maybe? Maybe the mother is like has or like the mother's the doctor?
The mother's in a coma, which is why she can no longer stay up worrying.
Yeah. Because her mother had like a heart attack and died because of worry.
Yeah. It's like that Smith song, Mother in a Coma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello, mother in a coma.
Mother in a coma. Mother in a coma. There's a mother in a coma. Let me do 10 more seconds of this.
Why did we never get a Paul Simon Morrissey crossover?
In a coma.
Boy in a fever.
In a coma.
Well, I've been through the desert on a mother in a coma. Felt good.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Mother a coma.
Mother in a coma.
Mother a coma.
You know who sings that song?
Mother in a coma.
Philadelphia.
Boston, England.
I don't know. I give up on this riddle.
I'm going to say it's something where the daughter will no longer be staying at the home, and therefore...
You think it's like a college graduation thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say I will vote mother in a coma.
Or they're homeless now.
I think it's
they're
like
losing the house.
I think it's a word thing. I don't think it's a circumstance thing. I think it's the word.
There's so many things it could be. They could be moving. Someone could be dead. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Later. I don't hate that divorce angle.
Here's the solution. They had been talking about the girl's birth. You arrived very late at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you kept me and your mother up waiting anxiously for you. I did not want that to ever happen again. But father, I will never be able to do that again. Well, here's where I have a qualm with that. Mm-hmm. Us hip kids know the new trend is to rebirth. Is to crawl back inside your mom.
Oh, yeah. That's the trend. That's the trend.
That's what all the kids are doing these days, right? You drink some Sprite. You give one of those satisfied. You crawl back inside
your mom.
Wait, do that
again. Oh, so good. I love your
name. You crawl back inside your mom.
That's like ASMR.
You start dabbing.
Pop you on. Do not dab in there. There's not room for dabbing.
Yeah, give her a break.
Give her a break.
That's your mother.
Honestly, can we just give a
give
a PSA real quick? Don't dab inside your mom.
Hi, this is Zach Braff from TV's
canceled show about podcasts.
Don't dab inside your mom.
I actually like that answer. I was sort of right. It was a wording thing.
It was a wording thing. So, but why is the dad having this conversation with the teenage daughter? Like,
let's go ahead and see that. Let's have JPC, you play the dad, Aaron, you play the teenage daughter, and let's see. What led up to this point? The conversation that led up to talking about the birth.
Gotcha.
Great.
Ugh, God. Excuse me. I'm trying to go to bed.
Susie.
What?
Let me put down my newspaper where I am reading about the human news.
I'm coming in from a party, Dad.
A party? Why, look at the time. Susie, do you know what day it is?
It's probably Saturday, really early in the morning. Do you know what happened at this party? I got drunk and I got kissed.
Kissed? A human boy kissed you, Susie?
A human boy kissed me.
You know our kind cannot breed with humans.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm a rebel now.
Susie, sit down.
What?
Susie, sit down.
We see tentacles sprout out of Susie's face.
Susie,
what?
When our world was destroyed.
Oh my God, not again.
I promised your mother to keep your seed safe.
Yeah, I've heard this story a billion times.
Well, Susie, you can't go intermingling with human boy. Marie, would you please get in here?
Barf.
Barf, go get Marie. You know that we had to save the last of the Barp cats from our home planet when it was destroyed.
Dad, like, I know.
Hold on. Barp, sing your Barp song.
And scene.
There's so much I wanted to see.
Thank you for bringing back Barp Cat. Oh. I haven't seen your Barp Cat in a long time.
Barp Field is one of my classic,
Barp.
One of my stock characters. Anytime I'm doing an improv show and its energy is zapped, just got to bring in Barp Field.
Yeah, Barp Field doesn't zap the energy of the show. He only helps.
He loves Mondays.
He loves Mondays.
He loves Mondays. He loves Pasta Primavera.
I feel like every time I see you at an improv show and you're trying to get the energy back up, you play a horny dog who's trying to have sex with someone's wife.
You're not wrong.
I've seen that like maybe 11 times. And guess what? It works every time. So keep up the good work.
Well, I've done it 12, so. And the one you missed was the best.
Oh, man.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping. And I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that is that okay if I start?
Whenever
with,
you're
okay.
ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's... Are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going
to
be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code Riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Let's move on to our next puzzle. Here we go. This is an all play. I don't know the answer. This one does have clues. If we need them, does have clues.
I say we try to do it without the clues.
Oh, that's a fun new approach.
I say we hear the clues first and not the riddle.
Let's hear the clues first, try to get it, and then hear the riddle.
We should do that once. Okay, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's do normal for this one.
We'll do normal for this one. A shepherd went out into the wilderness in search of one lost sheep rather than looking after the 99 that had returned. Why did he do this? A shepherd went out into the wilderness in search of one lost sheep rather than looking after the 99 that had returned. Why did he do this? Here's the obvious answer. There's a relationship.
Okay. A romantic.
A romantic.
Not necessarily sexual.
Not sexual.
We're not saying that. Listen, we're not saying that.
In 2007, I saw a show where a guy married his car.
And that And that was fine.
Isn't love and sex?
You gotta get right up on
isn't
that.
Isn't love and
mic.
Sex? I pushed back from the mic because I was laughing. Isn't love and sex just intertwined?
Yes, but I think that they are. They can be exclusive, mutually exclusive. Mm-hmm. So my gut was saying that actually my first instinct for this riddle was that it was going to rhyme. It did not, but the way that Adel presented it made it seem like. A sheep is lost in the woods. Would the farmer find the sheep? But my second thought was like...
You realize your example did not rhyme.
For sure. Woods and sheep is an I rhyme. It's spelled the same.
I don't think he knows what
a rhyme is. I know what a rhyme is. I can do tons of rhymes. the religious aspect. I feel like there's a religious aspect. I don't know if there's like something about a lost sheep. Like maybe that there's like a Jesus angle. I know, yeah. It's not ideal for you.
A Jesus angle.
I think some of the sheep are animated. It wasn't real. No. Full I think stop. That there's a fence around the 99 sheep.
Welcome to Full Stop with Aaron Keefe. Aaron has just said something that warrants a full stop to the discussion that we're having. Aaron, you said, would you mind restating that premise?
You only ever do full stop when I try to move on very quickly. You sense I've regretted what I've said and I'm trying to move on fast.
Oh, some of the sheep are animated.
Oh, no. You know what? Well, some of the sheep are animated, I think, is a fine answer.
For sure.
Because those are easier to control.
Because they're drawings.
What if he's counting sheep? What if this person's asleep?
Ooh. Oh, my God.
But also, what if there's a fence around the 99 sheep?
Yeah, I was thinking if the sheep are like properly fenced in, then there's no reason to go after them. But I don't think that sheep are fenced.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't say he went looking for the 99. It said he's looking after them, so tending to them.
Yeah.
So a fence around them would make sense.
Make sense, yes, in that regard.
I have to pee. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
full stop.
Full stop.
Stop. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys.
All right, let's stop.
I'll be right back.
We have to take a pussy and a ready break.
I'm going to puzzle my pants.
Does it say anything about who this farmer is? He's a shepherd.
Shepherd.
He's a shepherd.
I hope it's not Jesus.
And he goes into the woods, right? Is that what that said?
A shepherd went out into the wilderness in search of one lost sheep rather than looking after the 99 that returned. Maybe the 99 that returned are dead.
Yeah, like it's that, you know, bury the survivors thing.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is just me asking a question, but is there such a thing as a master sheep? Like the one sheep that you had, like the one that leads the pack, or like
100%. To answer your question, 1,000%.
And the answer to the question is, this is going to sound stupid.
No. You know the phrase, stop being such a master sheep?
Yes.
That's where that comes from.
Okay.
What about the phrase, stop master sheeping? You're on an airplane. Please stop master sheeping.
You'll go blind if you keep shearing your...
Boy, are your arms going to get tired. This is sheer madness.
Okay, God, what could this be? We are so bad at puzzles right now.
Yeah, I think we're a little off today on the puzzles and bruzzles.
Yeah, it's because we've been recording for 7 hours.
Puzzles and riddles.
Puzzles and riddles.
I love to do puzzles
apples
and
bananas.
Apples
and bananas.
Apples and bananas.
When you say it, it's like a refined Victorian woman. And then when I say it, I sound like Swedish Chef. Or I'm like, puzzles and riddles.
And I just sound like I'm from Boston. Puzzles and riddles.
Top of the morning to you, puzzles.
I mean, Irish and Boston, I'm not far off, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Famously, a lot of Boston is Irish.
I think the sheep are animated.
Did you ever watch Boondock Saints?
Oh, yeah.
Dope. Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, yeah. I love Game of Thrones. I'm inclined to believe Aaron's original premise that these sheep are animated. I think that makes the most sense.
Yeah,
let's go
you.
To some clues.
Okay. Love oh, it. Fuck. I forgot about clues.
The shepherd neglected 99 to search for one lost sheep, but he had a rational reason for doing this. Well, fuck.
Well, that's thank
a,
you.
That's okay. Not a clue. Here we go. We got another one.
Master sheep.
He was concerned about the long-term health of the herd. So it's 99 women
okay,
and one
yeah,
male.
One, oh.
Is that what we think?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think it's
okay, so
one lady or one man.
Is sheep gendered? No. What's a ewe? A
sheeple.
Is a ewe a female sheep?
A ewe.
A goose. A goose is a female sheep.
JBC, a ewe is whatever you want it to be.
Be who you want
when you look
be.
In the mirror.
That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted the whole time.
What's the difference between a lamb, a sheep, a shop, A Shep.
A lamb.
A Shep.
A Shep.
A lamb is a baby.
A Moa Curlia Shep.
Mary had a little baby.
Okay, so a lamb is a goat, correct? Greatest of all time. Hello.
What do we think?
Aaron gave me the finger. Aaron gave me the finger. She's not allowed to do that.
I was trying to silently disapprove of you so the audience at home can hear it.
Okay, just by the way, the first time you silently disapproved of me, you looked at me and you smiled really big. So that was your version of silently disapproving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is it? Is a ewe a thing? E-W-E?
There's the term sheep. There's ewe. There's
ewe.
A ram. There's a...
Guts. Glory.
There's a Dodge Ram. There's a Master Sheep, which we talked about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's got to be the male thing, male thing,
yeah,
right?
It's
a breeding sheep.
Yeah.
So the Master Sheep's the stud.
Stud.
Or it's the one lady. Which
oh.
actually, I don't like that scenario.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or it's the shepherds. What if
Aaron immediately backed off that terrible, that nightmare one female sheep, 99 male sheep scenario.
Although, it's sort of like my weekends. Wow!
Yeah, because you were telling me that last weekend you fucked 99 male sheep.
Yeah, right?
Which brings us to our segment, Aaron's Not Karen, where Aaron discusses her exploits over the weekend.
Here's the thing. They were all master sheeping, and I just couldn't help myself.
All right, lady, get away from me. I'm trying to master sheep on this plane. Can we hear the answer to this?
The answer to the puzzle. The puzzy.
Puzzy.
The missing animal was the only ram in the flock.
Yes, ram.
And without him,
glory.
The flock could not increase.
Is that? So I know that, like... horses have like a stud, right? Like that they go and they impregnate all the horses with.
Mm-hmm.
But is it 1 to 99?
In this case, it is.
I'm a red-blooded American man, but that just sounds like too much sex.
Well, now we gotta see a scene.
I go out before we see a scene.
Hey.
I gotta know the number where you go too much.
Hey, I like to do sex just as much as the next guy, but 99 times over an indefinite period? No thanks.
Yeah, what's the when you're married and laying in bed, what's the number that your spouse is gonna
I'll be
say
honest
and
you.
You're like, mercy, mercy.
If I have sex one time, I need 2.5 weeks.
What scene would you like to see, Old Man Puddles?
Well, I wanted to see a scene where JPC was like, too much. I can't have sex.
I don't want to do
I've
that
I've reached
scene.
My limits. Okay.
I don't want to do fair. That scene. That does sound like a lot of sex. Am I wrong there?
Well, not that. That's assuming that's extrapolating that all 99 of those other sheep want to have sex.
That's true.
Maybe some
of them are in love with each other.
Yeah.
Maybe some are not old enough to have.
What percentage of sheep? It's just like humans. It's a spectrum of like homosexuality, right? Like
sure.
It's the Kinsey scale for sheep as well.
Mm-hmm. Naturally.
I would assume.
But also, it's his responsibility to finish each time he has sex. So that's extra exhausting.
That's so true.
Because they're not like hanging out. Like they're trying to have kids. It's not casual.
Well, now I do want to see a scene.
They're not having a good time.
Now I do want to see a scene with JPC as the ram,
okay.
Aaron as a sheep, mm-hmm. and we're at like some sort of sheep nightclub.
Can this be like your sheep like 87?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because mm-hmm. I'm...
And it's you just trying to have
sure.
that discussion
gotcha.
Of like, what's going on? What
Got
are we?
It.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Hey, I had a lot of fun last night.
What?
I said I had a lot of fun last night.
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of fun last night, too.
Yeah. You didn't stay this morning. I thought maybe we could get breakfast or.
I thought you knew what this was.
Can I buy you a drink?
No. I'm actually with my boys tonight. Look, you're super cool, but I thought...
What?
You're super cool, but I thought this was just like...
I thought you said that you loved me and you were looking for...
No. I said I love you. E-W-E. I love propagating the species. I thought you were kind of into that.
Oh my God. I called my mom and told her that I met... Oh my God.
That sounds like a you problem.
Who the fuck are you? Get away from me.
This is my... Hey, don't talk to my boy.
Shut up.
Don't talk to one of my boys like that.
Get away, Adam.
I'm his We Don't Have Wings band.
Hey, Ed.
Ew.
Dude, back off.
Get out of my face. I'll get you kicked out of here.
Hey, okay. Hey, Susie, hold on. Look, I thought you were cool with this.
What number am I?
What's that?
What number... am I?
You don't want to know that. You don't. Don't cry. Please don't cry. Please don't. Oh, please
I'll have
don't
you know. Cry. I'll have you know. My man here, he shears downstairs.
Ed, what are you doing? Ed,
what number am I?
87.
Same.
What number am I?
What number am I? That brings us to a new segment I want to introduce.
Oh. Hold on. We said that we would vote on any new segments.
That never happened. we're going to introduce quizzies.
Oh.
So we have puzzies, riddies, and quizzies.
Okay.
Quizzies.
The old PRQs. These will be for one of you. So it'll just be the one person answering.
Okay.
And these will be timed. There won't be an exact stop clock, but at some point I'm going to just say you're done.
So okay. They won't be timed. That's how you say that.
Here's the first one. This one's for JPC.
Shit.
And the quizzy on this.
Okay.
And these are called numbered diversions.
Numbered diversions?
Let's not dwell on it.
Okay.
And this one is, let me know what the four H's of the 4-H Club are.
The four H's of the 4-H Club. Horses. Husbandry. Humping.
Take it home.
hell yeah, bitch. Good? I did good.
He did good.
I think one of them has to be husbandry, right? One of them is husbandry, hemophilia, hectares, which is a unit of measurement.
When is his time up?
I mean, time had to be up minutes ago.
Time is up.
Okay.
Okay, let's check.
I'm super confident that one of them is husbandry. Because okay. You're growing.
The four H's for 4-H Club are head, heart, hands, and health.
What the fuck?
Oh, I'm sorry. And hell yeah, bitch.
Oh, I know how I know that phrase. It's from the Dixie Chick songs. Both members of the 4-H Club, both active in the MFA.
I know the phrase because it's a club.
That's your only context for 4-H?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you're from Boston.
Yeah, and that's Dixie Chicks do very well in Boston.
Well, no, but like I'm from Indiana and we had like 4-H.
Never have heard
it's like
of
farm
it.
Stuff.
Oh, I would not have known anything about that. I'm
you go to the state fair
place.
And there's like a, you know, a boy's like, this is my pig. And, you know, we raised him and now he's the fattest pig in Indiana.
My high school had a sailing and skiing team, so I wouldn't know what you were talking about.
Aaron, here's
they
your quiz.
They would sail and ski.
Here's your quiz.
Two different teams.
Okay.
You don't know how much time you have?
Okay, I'm ready.
I may call it after 1 second. I may call it in 10 minutes.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. As fast as you can come.
What?
Oh, cut that.
No. Don't cut it.
And way ahead of you.
As fast as you can come. I just fucked 87 sheep. What do you want from me? I'm not a marathon man.
Again? Okay,
here we go. As fast as you can go.
Okay.
The gift sent on the 12 days of Christmas. Go.
The gift sense? What, say that again. I literally didn't hear you.
Here we go. The quiz is, and this is, so JPC's was the number 4. Yours is the number 12. Mm-hmm. It's the 12 gifts sent on the 12 days of Christmas.
12,
where's
it Christmas? Fast as possible. 12 drummers drumming. 12 people marching. I'm panicking. 12, no, it's 8 maids of milking. 10, 9 drummers.
I like your approach to this is a mad dash to the middle and work both forward and backwards.
Okay, you don't have to give it to me and we can cut this part out, but I need to get this.
I can't imagine we will.
In a partridge, in a pantry.
There's
in
one.
Second day of Christmas.
We can't sing. We don't have time for the whole song. We don't have time for
the whole
song. We don't have the rights to the whole song. We would never cut this out.
And that's time. And that's time.
5 golden rings.
All I heard 12
drummers drumming.
All I heard from you was 12 men a marching.
No, 12 drummers drumming.
There was 11 men a marching, then we went back to 12.
We got partridges in our pear tree. We got 2 turtle doves. We got 3 French hens. We got 4 calling birds. We got 5 gold rings. We got 6 geese a laying, 7 swans a swimming, 8 maids a milking, From Ninth Day, it's up for grabs.
No.
There's drummers drumming. There's okay. ladies dancing. Pipers piping. It's a regional thing.
Oh. Yeah.
Then we have Lords of Leaping.
Lords of
then
Leaping.
Then we have a pipers piping or ladies dancing or mm-hmm. Lords of Leaping. And then we have 12 drummers drumming.
I got it, though.
No.
I said 12 drummers drumming.
You did say that. Correct.
Aaron, was I supposed to name all of them?
What do you think the plural of caboose is?
Cabeces.
I like that Jim Cabeces. He's good as Jesus.
He played Christ.
Oh, I think I got confused. I think I was, in my brain, I went, I only have to name the 12 one, not mm-hmm. all 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I made a mistake.
I made a mistake.
And I think that it's okay that you did, and I think that we forgive you for making it.
Seven swans are swimming, eight ladies dancing, nine golden rings, four French hens, eight calling birds, eight turtle doves, and eight partridge. Okay, we're fine.
The other new segment here is our producer, KJ, got me this lovely birthday gift.
Okay.
Belated birthday gift.
Older man puzzles.
Older. I turned one old man putties older.
Yeah, and you did turn 14 with all of your shitbag friends.
But I can't open the present unless I solve the riddle that's on it. So I thought we'd do this on air.
Okay.
With the help of you two. So here,
Bono, the Edge, come on in here, you guys.
Larry
Mullins Jr.
Larry Mullins Jr.
And, oh boy.
And a member,
this is
a member of the audience.
We all know your name. Yeah. It's Adam Clayton.
It would be so funny if they were here the whole time and we're like, just the last 30 seconds.
We need Bono.
We're such big fans. We're thrilled to have you here. If you could just sit through 45 minutes.
We're going
to
dick around for a little while.
Of us thinking that some of the answers are animated.
Full stop.
Full stop. Here we go. I am loved by a monster. And the best thing to put into me is your teeth. What am I?
I'm loved by a monster.
And the best thing to put into me is your teeth. What am
tooth
I?
Fairy.
Tooth fairy's a monster.
No.
She's killed before. She'll kill again.
I'm loved by a monster. What does monster energy drink love? Guarine.
Yeah, it's put me in your teeth.
What also has teeth?
Guarry.
Minotaurs.
Fillings. What do you put in a tooth when you
I think it's cookies.
Cookies.
KJ, is it cookies?
Oh, it's cookies.
Hold on. It's loved by a monster?
I am loved by a monster.
I am Cookie Monster.
Oh, my God.
I am Cookie Monster. Hello? I'm Cookie Monster.
Oh, hold on. Aaron's left the studio, and Cookie Monster is here.
I got to see this scene. I got to see the ram from earlier trying to pick up Cookie Monster.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. We open up on Sesame Street.
It's pretty loud in here.
Mr. Elmo's here to be a wingman for Cookie Monster. After you, Cookie.
Hi, I'm Cookie Monster. Om nom 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 nom. What number am I?
Did you know I slept with 99 sheep? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Big Bird, what are you talking about? You're nice. Crazy, Big Bird.
I think it's cookies.
You think it's cookies?
Yeah.
Well, can we get, how KJ, do we know?
Can we get a thumbs up, thumbs down?
It's cookies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and there's cookies inside.
Oh, and there's the cookie.
It'd be funny if the answer was cookies and then you open it and it's like baby carrots.
We should have known that it was
a
cookies
diamond ring.
Because it's in a cookie jar.
No, it's in a nut jar.
It's in a nut jar.
You're a nut jar.
That's and what we call you behind your back.
A nut jar?
Wait. Can we try some of these? Can we try the cookie? We're just going to end the episode without people knowing.
Like I said before, I'm a mainstay of the podcast community for some time now. And the one thing I know that fans love is eating on air.
Yes, they love that.
People love the crunch and munch.
They love us reviewing cookies on
people
our riddle
love
podcast.
The crunch and munch of a podcaster right into that dirty, dirty mic. They want to hear those noises.
I'm gluten-free, so I can't have the cookies to begin with.
Ooh.
You're gluten-free?
I'm gluten-free, so I can't have the cookies to begin with.
Well, bully for you.
Oh, no, a bully.
Oh, you can't do that.
You want to try one?
I want to try a cookie. Okay, this is me trying a cookie.
Cookie crunch.
Crunch and munch. I'm going to describe it. So JPC bit into it.
And now I'm flipping him off.
He swallowed the cookie whole. It's stuck in his trachea.
Oh.
He put it in his ear. That's not right, JPC.
Oh. These are delicious. KJ, compliments to the chef. Did you make these? He's saying yes, and they're poison. And he's doing the line across his neck, and he's, oh, and, yeah, okay, so I'll die. Ooh, fuck.
Of course, you can always send us your riddles or puzzies or quizzes.
Or
you
cookies.
Can reach us at, or cookies, please. Please send us
gluten-free cookies.
But if you send us any gifts or any food, it has to contain a riddle. Otherwise, we will not open it. It has to contain some sort of riddle. Well, Aaron might have that.
A little bite.
But you can always email us with submissions for your favorite puzzle or riddle that you either know or created yourself. That's at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Again, hrrpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. We're at HeyRiddleRiddle. So check us out there.
And as always, you can email me at hrmartinpodcast@gmail.com. That's where we have George R.R. Martin answer HR-specific questions.
And it takes forever.
It takes a long time.
JBC, anything you want to plug?
Oh, boy. I would just say, if you guys are fans of Twitch, you can follow me on Twitch TV. Twitch.tv/SharkBarkman. We play Overwatch on Monday nights, or Twitch.tv/OneShotRPG. We play Gloomhaven on Thursday nights.
Aaron, anything you want to plug?
Yes. Every Friday at 10:30 at IO Chicago, I'm on a team called Wet Bus in a show called Oh Hell Yeah. And it's really fun, and you should come.
And Aaron, what is the largest landmass in the world?
Jupiter.
Yep, that's it.
Aaron, where do boys go to get more stupider?
Uranus.
Wow.
Oofles and Banoonus.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Naboris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.